grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The future looks a little scary. It sure does. What hasn't happened yet, what we'd like to see and what we'd like to know about what's coming, it can and it does seem terrifying to many of us, poor, miserable sinners. Why, who knows what's going to happen in the future? It could be good or it could be bad. Jesus tells us in the very first line of today's gospel, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on." Yeah, right. Like that ain't happening. Many of you are anxious about the future. I know I am. So much so are we worried or anxious about the future that we become stuck in our past. Oh, the good times we used to have. It's a heck of a lot more comforting to remember those good old days than to think about what's right around the corner. Let's think about some of the people in the Bible that have expressed anxiety or worry about the future. You know, Abel, he did a better job at it than Cain did. And as a matter of fact, Cain got so jealous of Abel offering the Lord a perfect and righteous sacrifice that he killed his own brother over it. Then there was Enoch. Scripture says he was righteous and holy in the sight of God. God had a covenant with him, and it was one of life and peace. And God had given those to him. It was a covenant of fear, and Enoch feared God. He stood in awe of God's name. And Enoch taught the truth. And no wrong was found on his lips, it says in Scripture. He walked with God in peace and uprightness, and he turned many folks from their sins. Enoch was not anxious about anything like you and I would be, for Enoch walked with God. And how could we not think about Noah and his relationship with the Lord? Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. By his faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning yet unseen events, Noah believed in the Lord. Noah listened to the Lord, and he and his whole family was rescued from certain death. So despite the badgering from his neighbors and in the face of persecution from all sides, Noah held at bay the anxious worry and fret that maybe you and I typically have whenever we speak of the end times, those days which are coming. Those days when the Lord of hosts will come to take each of us to our heavenly home. Jesus spoke in his ministry about the lame, fruitless advice that we will get from those who either have little or no faith, or they refuse simply to listen to the commands of our Lord. Like Noah endured as he built the ark, which would keep them all safely while God flooded the earth. Jesus said about Noah, he said, "Just as in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man." Now, that's today for me and you. These are the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Our Savior further said concerning the kingdom of God, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will keep it. Christ our Lord is saying that today, this very Sunday morning, is just like it was in the days of Noah and even for Lot, when he was fleeing the city of Sodom before the Lord destroyed it. People will go on with their daily lives, eating, drinking, being merry, as if there were no impending crisis. But all of a sudden, destruction will come and it will be too late to repent. So also will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. You know, the last day when Christ returns in glory to judge both the quick and the dead. Why, just last week we heard about the foolish rich man who was storing up all of his belongings so he could sit back and relax, thinking he had nothing else to worry about or to be anxious about. And that very night, God took his life. Being anxious about what's to come is what many of us, we consider it a typically human nature. Did you get that? Human nature. It's not the way of the Lord. Jesus says, life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Oh, you of little faith, he said. Do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom. And these things will be added to you. Did you know anxiousness and worriness is a sin? It is. And it's a sin because you of little faith, when we worry, we're doubting that the Lord, that God himself has the power to rescue us, to save us. So what is it that we're to do? Where are we to look? Just how, O Lord, are we to handle the humanly natural feelings of anxiousness, of worry, and about what's going to take place in the days, weeks, months, years ahead of us? Your Father knows what you need. Instead, seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. He will feed you. He will clothe you. He will provide a home for you. He will take care of your children and your grandchildren when you can't. He will care for you in your retirement. He will care for your every humanly possible need. Oh, and he will forgive you all your sins too. And he will see to it that when you leave this veil of tears, he will take you to your heavenly home where you'll walk with him alongside your Savior, Jesus Christ, forever and ever and ever. I just talked the other day with a gentleman I was visiting with about this very thing. When we talked about the life to come, our life in heaven, I asked him, "You do know you're going to go to heaven, don't you?" And all he said was, "Oh." I myself have had a time or two that thought that, am I really going to go to heaven when I die? I mean, I've done some pretty rotten things in my life. And maybe you've been sitting here in these pews Sunday after Sunday, and you're still not sure if God will take you to heaven. I've got good news for you, for all of you. God, in His great mercy and peace, sent His one and only Son so that your sins would be forgiven and you will go to heaven when you die. That's what God has promised us. Period. You can bank on it. You can look forward to in great joy that yours is the kingdom and of the glory for life everlasting and everlasting. Jesus has said in your hearing, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. So do you come here because you believe? Do you come because you have been baptized? Do you come hoping to become baptized or to come to a greater knowledge of that grace, mercy, and peace that is within you, which is from the Lord and His Holy Spirit? Blessed. Blessed are those who desire a better country that is a heavenly one. Because God is not ashamed to be called your God, and He has prepared for you a city, a place you will inherit and walk in glory and righteousness clear on into eternity. It will be some time before I see many of you again. I'm going into the unknown. I'm venturing into a place I've never gone before. And I've gone a lot of places. Sure, many of you have had a joint replaced, either a knee or a hip, maybe a shoulder. And you've had great surgery experiences and whatnot, but I haven't. And this has caused some great anxiety and worry in me. I will keep in my thoughts and mind the words of this very sermon in the days and weeks to come. For I know that my Redeemer lives. I know Jesus has shed His blood for me. I know that by my baptism, the Holy Spirit has come upon me and Christ has made me His own. That I am an heir to the kingdom of God. I know God loves me and He will care for me and give to the doctors and nurses who will care for me a treasury filled with great knowledge and skill. But still I worry. I will unceasingly pray for each and every one of you. And I thank the Lord for giving us and one another as dear friends and family, each of you. You should know that God loves you very much. and so do I. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. We gather our offerings.